getting to California, 1848 to 1859. Oh, California, that's the land for me. I'm going to Sacramento with my washbowl on my knee. Lewis and Clark had led the way to the Pacific. They did so by foot, pole, paddle, sail, or on horseback, whatever worked and whatever they had available. No progress had been made in transportation since ancient Greece or Rome, and none when they got back to civilization in 1806. Steam power was first applied to boats the following year, and 2 decades later to the development of the steam-driven locomotive. George Washington could travel no faster than Julius Caesar, but Andrew Jackson could go upstream at a fair pace, and James K. Polk could travel at 20 miles an hour or more overland. The harnessing of steam power brought greater change in how men lived and moved than had ever before been experienced, and thus changed almost everything. But it meant nothing outside the seaboard or away from a major river, or until a track had been laid, connecting one point with another. In 1846, the young republic had completed the process of stretching the boundaries of the nation to the Pacific. In the north, through a treaty with Great Britain that extended the existing continental line along the 49th parallel. In the south, in 1848, by taking California and other southwestern territory from Mexico. In Oregon, the good land and bountiful rainfall had attracted Americans, but they could only get there via the Platte River Valley and then up the wagon route through the mountains. Throughout the Pacific coast, the territories from California north to Washington were like overseas colonies, immensely valuable, but so far away. A land communication between the mother country and the colonies was critical, but until the coming of the railroad, the distances separating the United States east of the Missouri from its western colonies precluded any significant connection save by sea. That meant going around the continent of South America or making a hazardous trip over the isthmus at Panama. If the United States was to be what Jefferson had dreamed of, an empire of liberty stretching from sea to shining sea, it was imperative that a transcontinental railroad be built as soon as possible. But where? Up until Lincoln's inauguration, the slave states blocked the free states and vice versa. This was so even though, after 1848 and the discovery of gold on a branch of the American River about 40 miles west of present-day Sacramento, everyone agreed on the need. Indeed, it sometimes seemed as if everyone were going to California. Adventurers came from all parts of the United States and all over the world, from China and Australia, from Europe, from everywhere. By the end of 1849, the population of California was swelling, with more coming. How they got there, with no railroad, is a long story.